مدنيه. It says مدنيه. It was revealed in Medina Munawwara. But majority of the books of tafsir, they say it is a Makki surah. So the thing is, the subject matter of the surah falls in line with all the other surahs that are revealed in Makkah Mukarramah. It speaks about Akhirah, it speaks about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It rejects the claims of the mushrikeen. And Surah Al-Ra'd, it does that, you know, completely, from the beginning till the end. However, some of the verses were revealed in Medina Munawwara. So the Mufassirin debate as to whether it's a Makki surah or Madani surah. So that is why if you open up a book of tafsir, you say this is a Makki surah revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, so and so and so. But you take this Quran, for example, and the beginning of the surah, it will have Madaniya on it. So we'll say it is a Makki surah simply to carry on with the subject matter. Right? So it's a Makki surah. It literally means either one of two things. It means lightning. So Ra'd is the Arabic word for lightning. Or it can refer to the name of the angel who is in charge of water and the clouds. So some of the Mufassirin have mentioned that he, its name, can't say he, but his name, its name, whatever, it's Ra'd. وَيْسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. That either the lightning, the thunderclap, that is also a form of dhikr of Allah, number one, or that angel that is in charge of water, referring to the mushrikeen, that you are now claiming this idol can give you this and that idol can give you that, and this is this and this is that. The reality is that your food comes from water. You are from water. And the very thing in this world that brings you about, that thing too praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment in time. It's a refutation against it. So that is the second surah. The third surah is Surah Ibrahim. Ibrahim is Ibrahim, alayhi salam, Khalilullah. Surah Ibrahim, it is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So we'll finish the entire surah of Ibrahim and we'll finish till then. So Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the three topics. Namely, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Risalah. And number three, Akhirah. The main thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, in this surah, in one form or another, is Akhirah, the hereafter. It is one of those surahs that are very, you know, eye-opening for each and every one of us. We'll go to that, inshallah. So, let's just start with Surah Al-Ra'd, right? Then we'll go to Surah Ibrahim, and then we'll do the remainder of Surah Yusuf. Surah Al-Ra'd, in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the oneness of Allah, His majesty, His grandeur, His creation. He reminds everyone, especially the mushrikeen, that to remember, it is me who created this dunya. I created it and I created you. How are you then turning back? How are you then rejecting Allah? How are you rejecting that very being that brought you into existence? You're using that very aqal, using the aqal given to you by that very being, and then you are using that aqal against him. You're taking that food that was given to him by, you know, that was given by him to you, and then you are using it against him. These eyes were given to you by him, and then you are then using them in his disobedience. Bewakufi upon bewakufi upon bewakufi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it out and he says, the likeness of these people, the ones who reject Allah and who go to the idols, is like that person who goes to the riverbank. The water is there. It is pure. It is clean. He can drink it. He is thirsty. He needs the water. But what does he do? He stands up there, points to the water, come here. Come here, come. And then he is throwing a tantrum because the water isn't coming and he's dying of thirst. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he has given you every means to worship Allah. He has given you all the signs. Allah ta'ala, Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha, wa ma taghidu al-arham, wa ma tazdad, wa kullu shay'in indahu bi miqdar. Allah Ta'ala created you. Allah Ta'ala knows what your wives have in their wombs. Allah Ta'ala knows when it increases in size. Allah Ta'ala knows if it's going to be a miscarriage. Allah Ta'ala knows if it's going to be fully formed or not fully formed. Allah Ta'ala knows everything from that point in time. عالم الغيب والشهادة الكبير المتعال. He knows the unseen, he knows the seen as well. سواء منكم من أسر القول ومن جهر به. It is equal to him whether you vent your frustrations out loud, whether you make complaints against Allah والعياذ بالله loudly, or if you do it in your heart. You can be sitting and saying Allahu Akbar, but in your heart you don't want to believe it. Allah Ta'ala says it's all equal. Allah Ta'ala knows. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gave us everything when He gave it to us, and then He gave us the means to then reach Him as well. One is He gave us everything that we have. Then people can complain, oh, but you know, we couldn't reach you, Allah. No, no, no. Allah says we gave the means to reach Allah as well. And after all of that, we reject Allah. Then you are like standing at the riverbank dying of thirst and telling the water to come. That water will not come, he will die, and then he will try to blame Allah. Oh Allah, you didn't give me water. That is the likelihood of these people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the qualities of the believing men. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ and women. أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That the ones who brought iman, can they ever be equated to those who didn't bring iman? It's like equating a person who can see and a person who is blind. Are the two, will the two ever be the same? They can never be the same. It's impossible. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. But you know, only those people who have intellect will understand. Allah Ta'ala is telling you that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about many of the qualities, namely one of them, just one of them, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلُ. He joins his family ties. He kindles, you know, the relationship, be it with his uncle or his auntie, his brother, his sister, his cousin, even with their own parents. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. That is one of the most important things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when He speaks about the qualities of the mu'mineen here. I just want to fast forward without going to all the ayat in my head, and I can't remember the last ayah, right? So, bismillah, here we go, yes. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. They will enter the gardens of Eden. You'll heard the gardens of Eden, right? On the highest ranks in Jannah. يَدَخُلُونَهَا وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. Not only them, but all those from their family who are also pious. Remember, you can guide, you can help guide your family. But if you are on the right and your family are not on the right, they will not enter Jannah. Our responsibility is to try and shepherd them in the correct manner. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attempted that. He succeeded where he succeeded. And where it was written that he will not succeed, he didn't succeed. His uncle, Abu Talib, did everything. What didn't he do? On his deathbed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was there. But Abu Talib did not accept Islam. Then, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst them. The Malaika will be telling us, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you. From every door, Malaika will be there, welcoming you and I into Jannah. How? If you follow those qualities that I mentioned, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلْ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ. Anyway, the surah goes on. One of the other ayats in the surah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You cannot sit in the halat that you are sitting, committing sin, doing wrong, not fulfilling the commandments of Allah, and then asking Allah Ta'ala to bring about change, and then climbing and then crying that why hasn't Allah Ta'ala brought about change? Allah Ta'ala will not change the halat of a nation until they themselves become receptive to change. They want to change. They want to bring about change. They want change. They bring about the halat that dictate change. The next surah, Surah Ibrahim. In detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just starts off, number one, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with, this kitab, this Quran, is a means of removing you and I from darkness and bringing us to light. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Number one. Number two, to every nation Allah Ta'ala sent a Nabi that spoke their language. For us, simply understand, Alhamdulillah, we don't have this problem here. But you go about up north, the masjid, 10% old people with white beards. On Jumu'ah, right? 90% youngsters. From the 90% youngsters, perhaps 30 of them understand Urdu. Another 20 can get by. And mashallah, week after week, month after month, the Jumu'ah Bayan is given by one Mawlana who is speaking. The only English word he can speak is iskool. Does it make any logical sense? It does not. Allah Ta'ala is telling you and I, there is a reason Allah Ta'ala sent a Nabi to the qawm that was from them, number one. And number two, that spoke their language. If tomorrow a Bangladeshi Maulana comes here, I mean, imagine, mashallah, you know, Bangladeshi community, a Gujarati Maulana comes here, right? Uncle Shokat, you want to give a bayan? Right, he gives a bayan tomorrow in Gujarati. What you all do? You all look at his face like you don't know what he's on about. What's the point? So that is number two. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a few different nations and how he sent Anbiya alayhi salam to them. But here's the thing. Allah ta'ala speaks about how they rejected the message. When they rejected the message, Allah ta'ala destroyed them. Allah ta'ala tells you and I, you are living in places where nations before you were destroyed. Don't you have enough aqal to take lesson from that? In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks extensively about akhirah. The second to last ruku of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and the du'as that he made. Two du'as, which we speak about. Number one, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. O Allah, make me from those who establish salah. Establishing salah isn't just Allahu Akbar, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Establishing salah is bringing the essence of salah into our lives. Like in salah, you won't look here, you won't look there. You will try your best not to have any wrong thoughts, not even haram thoughts, any wrong thoughts. That is how our life should be. Then second, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, from my family as well, from my children, my progeny. Yes, mashallah, after namaz parte, you read salah. What about your children? Fajr time, you wake up. How about waking up your children as well? He's a baligh child. You know, he's not small anymore. Even if he's still going to school, he's not, oh, he's my baby. What baby? He's a bebo. He's not a baby anymore. Wake him up for salah. Wake her up for salah. Then, رَبِّ غَفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Forgive me, forgive my parents. If you as adults today make dua for your parents and your children see you making that dua, tomorrow they will make dua for you. If you teach them about salah, then after salah they will make dua for you. But if you haven't taught them salah, the only thing you taught them was x squared minus x y squared equals m squared, what will they do? On your janazah as well, they'll be thinking about, okay, Bitcoin has gone up, Ethereum has gone low, and Trump coin is gone here. They will not think about making dua for you. It's called circular logic. You teach them, and whatever you teach them, they will do for you. Remember, once your eyes close, your lawyer son can't do anything for you. Your doctor son can't do anything for you. Your accountant son can't do anything for you. But your namazi son can. That son of yours who is giving zakat and sadaqah can. That son and daughter of yours who is reading Quran, they can. It is up to you what you want to do. It is up to you what you want to make of them. That is Surah Ibrahim. If you get the opportunity, I should have told you this yesterday, but if you get the opportunity, go home. Look at the translation of Surah Ibrahim. It's very thought-provoking. Really, about Akhirah, about Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks a lot about it throughout this entire surah. It's a short surah, but this entire surah speaks about it. Then going back to Surah Yusuf. Yesterday, Surah Yusuf was all the downs, and it ended up as the highs started. Meaning all the bad things that happened to Yusuf alayhi salam. Then we ended up with, he left the prison. Now it's just higher, higher and higher. The elevation of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how he was then appointed, he then became the king of Egypt. He was became a minister. And then Allah ta'ala promoted him to king. From king, his brothers came back. His father came back. When his brothers came back, they came back apologizing. They asked him for forgiveness. Those very same people who wanted to kill him are now crying in front of him, asking for forgiveness. There are a few things here. Number one, listen, this dunya is a circle. I'm not talking about flat earth, etc. Look at the system of the dunya. If not today, then tomorrow, what goes around will come around. كَمَا تُدِينُ تُدَانُ جَيْسَ وَرْنِ إِسَبَنُ Every language, every culture has a statement like that. And it is based upon reality. Leave people, I'm not saying leave them, I'm not saying let people walk over you. But don't stress yourself about it. Every dog has its day. Today they are barking at you, tomorrow they'll be whimpering in the corner. If not in this life, then in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is number one. Number two, if people come to you asking you for forgiveness, and it isn't something which is complete betrayal of trust, then forgive them. Why? Yusuf alayhi salam, they tried to kill him, they killed him effectively. He said, لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ There is no blame upon you today. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمُ Number three, parents, take lesson from the life of Yaqub alayhi salam. When he was first, right in the beginning, when Yusuf alayhi salam narrated the dream, he told him, don't tell people, especially not your brothers. They'll be jealous of you. Be wary of your children. Look after them. Give them good advice. Advise them in a good manner. You need to be on top of your game. Having a child isn't just about having cute baby pictures. It's much more than that. And many of us don't seem to understand that. Number two, when your child, don't trust your child with anyone. No one. When the brothers asked, Yaqub alayhi salam, will take him? He said, no, I fear something will happen to him. Binyamin alayhi salam, later on, same thing. He made them take an oath, his own sons. He made them take an oath. Promise me you will bring him back, you will look after him. My ustad, Mawlana Ibrahim sahab, damat barakatuh. He told me one day he does not trust anyone with his children. I'm going over time. 1 or 2 minutes, right? Difficult topic. Very difficult topic. In our communities, Allah forgive us. Molestation is a major thing. Whether you want to talk about it, whether you want to accept it or you don't want to accept it. Understand this much. People molest our children. Some of them have big beards. Some of them have huge turbans. Some of them are in the first of every masjid. I'm not talking about this masjid. I'm not talking about any masjid in particular. I am just saying. Brothers, sisters, protect your children. Look after them. Don't trust them with anyone. I would go on to say, don't even trust them with your own brothers and sisters sometimes, if their behavior is such. For Allah's sake, our generations are getting corrupted. They are being traumatized. We have children, you know, children as young as 5, who are so sexually awakened, there is no putting it back. My family was telling me a story recently about one of her friends who teaches in a difficult school. There is a Muslim girl, the age of 14, 15. She was sleeping around. You know why? Her brother raped her from the age of 6 onwards for almost 5, 6 years. And just to get that out of her head, Muslim families, take lesson from Surah Yusuf. He did not trust his own sons. There is a reason why Allah Ta'ala brought this incident here. For you and I, please brothers, don't become beguiled. Don't trust anyone with your children. Look after them. Protect them. Protect them. Protect them. Protect them. And number one, protect them from this shaitan here. This is the biggest shaitan in this day and age. Protect them from this. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala save each and every one of our children, number one. Allah ta'ala bless us with children as well. Allah ta'ala forgive our parents. Allah ta'ala give them long life if they are alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from each and every one of us. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak, Allahumma, bihamdika.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله استووا أقيموا صفوفكم وسطوا الخلل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمدا
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله